Ron Keith, LA, let's talk about it.
Yes, I think it's time that we start ticketing KEFA.
Oh, okay.
There's no reason for these attacks on Larry. First, you call him a drunk.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, you wait a minute. Then you insist that maybe he's even on drugs.
Hold on.
Everyone needs to hold on.
That person was a lie. I've never called him a drunk.
You did call him a drunk right on this program.
Well, he admitted he spent many years as an alcoholic, and he finished drinking.
So what?
He got over it, and I was urging him to help others get over their drinking problem the way he did.
That's another out-and-out lie, John.
Oh, well, I remember telling him. You don't hear that, huh?
No, I remember you calling him a drunk on a public radio.
Well, what do you call an alcoholic? Is that a bad word to use for an alcoholic whose health was affected by how much he drank?
Well, I don't remember him being an alcoholic.
Oh.
And I don't remember him using drugs, so...
I don't remember him using drugs either. No, he was talking about how easy it was to open all the drugs he had. Because he got... We're talking about the pushing pills through the back of the tinfoil.
No, I think that's something you made up, John.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Thank you.
I think it's time to do something about you.
Oh, what would you do? What would you want?
Well, we're going to start boycotting all the people like the Eye Vision place. I think we need to start boycotting that, put some pickets out there.
What would you want to accomplish?
Getting you off the air.
Now, that's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans want
to... I happen to be a Republican. How do you like that?
And your response is to get somebody off the air if you disagree with them?
That's right. That's what you did. You just shut Larry off.
Because he doesn't contribute.
Yes, he does. Larry has a lot to say. But you keep running your mouth while he's trying to talk.
I see. What do you think he had to say? Name one thing he's added to the program.
Well, because you won't let him talk. As soon as Larry calls up, you pee your pants, start beating on the table, and there's no reason for that.
He got a good 11 minutes this morning. Wasn't that enough?
He didn't get any time at all. Larry never got a chance to say one single word.
I see. How about you? Have you had a chance?
Well, I got a chance to vent my anger at the harassment of Larry. I don't know. I think Larry ought to look into suing you.
Oh, good. Hey, that would be fun.
I bet it would.
Is there anything else that would make you happy?
No, the only thing that makes me happy, John, is if KELA got rid of you.
I gotcha. Thank you. Wow. Okay. Morning.